This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Well, that's catchy.
See, remember, I forgot it was St. Patrick's Day.
I like this.
It's an Irish food.
Taste the shepherd's pie.
I love this song.
Let's ride up there with chicken wing, chicken wing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet potato.
Oh, special sauce. Yeah. Coming right up.
She's going to eat five pieces of chicken now.
Two breasts and a leg.
It's the best.
Oh, you got me wanting lunch already.
The musical stylings of...
The hell is this?
That's a keyboard playing, a synthesizer.
It's the best. Thank you for this.
Oh, yeah. I've
it's my morning happy.
I've rejoined with it before. It's easily forgettable, though, for sure. But it's the musical stylings of...
okay.
Hold on. What is it? Oh, Toasters and Moose. It's a guy playing the keyboard, and then the
that's a fun name.
The woman singing, yeah.
Just she had me at Taste the Biscuit.
Well, you're showing some bisexual tone for that
page. I got a keyboard for Christmas 1 year. I'm like, this is an awful gift.
What?
I got a keyboard for Christmas, and it had all those presets.
Oh God, yeah. That was like the '90s Christmas gift. Somebody gave you a keyboard.
Do you ever learn to play it?
No, I'm like I couldn't though, like. Back then, you would have to go to somebody to get lessons. Nobody was going to pay for me to go.
They even gave you the... It came with the little stickers you put on the...
Oh, yeah.
You know, put on the keys. So you're like, okay, if you can't remember your alphabet, then you'll know that's one, that's two, that's three. God, man.
I didn't learn to play Hot Cross Buns till freaking music class.
Our adhesives were not up to par where they are now back then.
No.
The letters would slide off real easy.
Now you got frog tape, Gorilla Glue.
I know. Who knew you can make that? I thought you got all the glue out of old horses.
When did you play guitar?
I tried it when I was 12, but
okay.
That didn't last long.
I played in high school, and there were some really good guitar players in that class.
What kind of guitar did you play?
I have had an acoustic guitar. I don't even know what happened to my guitar, honestly.
I know what happened to mine. It got stolen.
Really?
Yep.
Sounds the way you said that, you know who took it.
Yeah, I knew exactly who took it.
I didn't take it.
And I saw it. It was a black and white Fender Stratocaster I got for Christmas.
Huh.
I still had the amp for some reason. But I saw the guitar in my neighbor's closet, and I'm like, that's it. And he's like, no, that's not yours. But this was an older kid. This was an older kid whose parents weren't always around. You know, they worked the meal shift.
Yeah.
So when they were gone, he kind of did whatever. And then, you know, he hung out with some variants that were not so, you know.
Nice.
They all did drugs is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Oh boy.
A bunch of kids doing drugs, hanging out. And
so you didn't say, hey, man.
He just took it.
Give me my guitar back.
No, because I couldn't do anything. Like, he was much older.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't going to do anything to him. I'm like, well, I guess it's gone. But if it wasn't, like, for him taking it, you know, my dad would come around asking if he could use it. And I'm like, am I ever going to get to play the damn thing? Why does everybody
maybe that's
want?
Why the Lord took it from you, is because he wouldn't let your daddy play it.
It might have been. But I couldn't learn.
And I've had various guitars throughout the years that somehow, if you ask me nicely, I'll give it to you.
And you got any right now?
No, the last one I gave to somebody and he sold it. And he didn't.
Do you have anything of value you're just giving away right now?
I never subscribe to that theory.
What?
Well, you know, when people say, well, if you'd have just asked me, I'd have gave it to you. Like, I never like anything ever.
Yeah, because when you've actually done that, rare is the person to say, yeah, take it.
Because people will say it after the fact for anything. Why did you steal my car? I would have just given it to you if you had asked.
I would have.
That was you that said it. Paige had her car stolen by... tell me if I'm speaking out of turn.
Listen.
Somebody stole your car and then you found out it was someone you knew and you said, I would have just given it to him if they'd asked. What a load of bull.
I would have. If you would have been nice to me instead of just... I hate people that lie.
Can I have your car?
I don't mean to laugh like a machine gun, but damn.
Can I have your car?
Which one do you want?
I want the Mercedes.
I want the one without the windshield.
Well, come out. I didn't know.
Give me the one without the windshield.
Yes. Give me the convertible.
Hang on now. Let's dump you back up.
Is there like a station wagon at the lake house I can have?
You want a pontoon that's just sitting out there? Sure. The pontoon, I'm sure, is called on the lake house.
You know, they're just, you can't take them with you. The only thing, I have things that are of value, but they're only of value to me because they're sentimental value.
Sentimental.
And they're probably worth things, but I... Unless I have like an auction and go to Sotheby's or whatever you call it, there's no reason for me to even have the stuff that I've acquired.
I feel like I'm with you. Like, I feel like somebody legit stole their car, if I remember the story right. And it's like, man, you're a great friend if you would have just given it to him.
Well, I mean, the value of it wasn't, it was, you know, like two grand. That's not a lot of money.
I don't owe it to you. Damn.
She'd be like, if you just wanted to see some boobs, all you had to do was ask. I would have shown you. You didn't have to go around and like make fake pictures.
Right. Did you make fake pictures?
Put them on the internet.
No.
I have been.
I made up that fake car name. That's all I did.
There has been so many people that have been me, like got into concerts that said that they were me.
I've done it.
You did not.
You pretended to be Paige?
So look, I got big boobs too. Let me in here.
Like girls like, I'm her. And it's funny.
I got a guy laid one time who pretended to be me and found out halfway through that she thought it was me and he didn't stop. And
that was a...
I was not like getting laid at that time in my life. That was kind of ironic.
If the picture I saw of the person was the person, that was a pretty good get.
It was.
For this person to have.
Yeah.
But you're not going to turn it down at that point, right? Like,
I'm not going to pretend to be somebody else.
In that situation?
I've allegedly...
No, that's to me, that's as bad as other things. Pretending to be somebody you're not, like literally assuming someone's identities and then...
Just for the purpose of having sex, though.
That's, I mean, good Lord, man.
I've allegedly slept with people I've never met.
Now, that's what a whore would say.
No, it's the truth.
You're not stealing money or like somebody's, you know... financials or whatever, you're just like using somebody else's name to get a little
I don't know, I think it's a derivative. Now a lot of people would say, well, who cares, shame on the girl for just whatever, but
what if she thinks you're somebody that you don't like, could you go along with it then?
What do you mean?
You know, I don't like, you know, you wouldn't do that to somebody that maybe you know or you like, but if the chick thinks you're somebody else and it's somebody you don't like or somebody you think is like, you know, uglier or inferior somehow, like, yeah, you would go after it.
Well, No.
Because you feel like you're getting one up on them.
Oh, man. I really wouldn't. Probably younger me would have. But like me now.
Like 3 years, 2 years ago.
Like, you know, in the early 2020s, somewhere around that time.
I can't. Well, he went through with it, so I guess it didn't bother him any. But
and then had the nerve to tell me about it afterwards.
Do you think he went back to try to do it twice? I imagine that went for a little bit.
I don't know.
Probably like within a because look, she thinks like, oh, you know, she's telling her buddies, I slept with so and so. He's like, let me keep this going for at least a week. She'll come back, you know, still thinking it's
probably like cut her internet so she couldn't like look me up on the internet.
Oh, she's got to take her, put her phone in a bag before she comes in.
God. Can you imagine? And I was like way heftier then. And that guy was not at all.
That's the thing. Like if you tried then with that chick, she's like, I don't believe it. Like, you know, it's really me. Look, I swear it's me.
No, it's not. You'd be in better shape if that were you. Yeah. What?
You're like, here's my famous golly. I just said it. Like, it's really me.
That, you're that guy.
Say the it. Golly. I want to hear you say
it. The golly guy.
It's not Lee. It's Lay. It's Stella Barber. I correct with that every time.
No.
You bring some golly? I'm like, nope. I brought some golly.
Golly.
There you go.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
Lanyard Skinyard.
That is great.
Oh, hell. All right, I'm going to make you quit laughing for a minute. I'm going to tell you.
Oh, don't you do it.
Measles.
Oh, Lord.
It's like the second pandemic or whatever.
What's the symptoms?
Well, the reason I bring it up is because someone that I am related to has a friend whose daughter has it, and they live God, I shouldn't say.
I should not say.
It's a different state, and it's one that I don't want to give too many clues, but the Braves play there. Ty Cobb's from there and all. Man, I looked it up, and it said only 3 reported cases were out there. And This is not one of the 3. So maybe it's, like, newer. So I started, like, thinking about, like, okay, what happened to it? Because when I was a kid, it was a thing, but it was nothing. It was like chickenpox.
Wait, are you talking about 3 in this area you're referring to?
State of Georgia. 3 verified cases. But this is...
Because nationally is a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but from like out west, right?
I think Texas had the most.
Yeah.
I want to say it was like 30 or 40 in Texas.
Yeah, they're saying it's an outbreak, so...
Yeah, but is it...
It was local, too.
Does it come... Does it come across the border? I mean, is it that way kind of thing? Because it all comes from somewhere, whether it's a different state or country or whatever.
I don't know how they resurface and recycle.
Yeah.
They talk about shingles so much, and that might be the next one on the rise, and everybody's going to get it. Because
I thought that was chickenpox, though.
Well, you have to
chicken pox, you will get shingles.
Who hasn't had chickenpox? Everybody's had it, right?
I mean,
I've had it.
You get it from school, maybe? I don't know. I had it with my brother at the same time.
Ooh.
It was horrible.
You know, wrestling or something?
Probably beating up on each other.
I'm going to get chicken pox on you. You don't rub your face.
No. Dude, me and my brother have mono. We can't come to school today.
No, it was horrible because I remember he had it worse. He had the places on his face.
Yeah. Well, I did a little investigation on measles, and I'm going to show you what I found out next. There's some audio to go along with this as well.
Ooh.
This is going to be thought-provoking and awesome. Good morning, everybody.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Oh!
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right, so I looked this up, and again, my source for this, I will tell you, is Associated Press. So I don't know if you believe them or not.
Always got to credit the sources, right?
They asked some dumb questions in some of these hearings. According to this, right now, as far as the measles go, there's no reported outbreaks in North Carolina. Still allegedly 3 in Georgia, none in South Carolina.
And I think that's the threshold for a quote-unquote outbreak, right? Is it 3 or 4? Somewhere
an outbreak
there.
Is 3 or 4?
I'm pretty sure an outbreak
well,
is 3.
Well, I mean, the Boston Massacre, was it 11, 12, 13 people died?
Yeah.
I mean, a massacre. I mean, as a kid, I thought that was like hundreds, if not thousands of people.
Yeah, like
died.
The whole city.
But it was 11, 12, 13 people. As of yesterday, I don't have today's information yet. You know why? Because the day's not over. But as of yesterday, U.S. has 301 measles cases reported across 15 states, marking a 5-year high. So that's where the whole, oh, God, this comes. That, and we're also we get hard-ons for pandemics the way we do tornadoes.
you're trying to figure it out.
Oh, Lord, did you hear? There's some winds coming out of so-and-so that might give us another storm. Or did you hear?
Oh, no.
There's more measles. It's always something. If it's not nuclear attacks, it's this, that, or the other. Just to keep you nervous? I don't understand that because... Unless there's something in the human psychology that we spend more when nervous. Why would they want us to be nervous all the time? If we're happy and content spending money in the economy and making them more money, then why would that not be what would be wanted?
People love to armchair quarterback it too after the fact. Just like the weather this weekend. They were kind of doing the same thing.
Well, you're bad about that. Yeah. Like, I don't know what it is, but what it is this week. But let's say, you know, it's, I'm guessing, sunshine and then Thursday, you know, rain. Oh, man. Do you see Thursday?
It's funny you say Thursday specifically, because did you see Thursday?
No way. Really? Yeah. Gosh. Yeah.
But, you know, some people will get vigilant about it, like, oh, so-and-so gave you an erroneous weather report or got you going again.
It didn't bother me much until I had, with the farm, I try to plan around the weather certain days, because certain days you don't want to do it if it's going to be raining, certain things, you know.
Do you legit have a farmer's almanac? Because you should get it.
Yeah, they tell you.
It's very accurate.
I don't.
Like, to the day. I think the weather people rely off that book.
I was going to say, like, do they have one, like, hidden there in the the weather deck?
I mean, they have so much to work with. They've got radar, satellites, and everything, and they see the fronts coming in, and they're not spot on.
No. But Fat Boy loves to harp on the negative of the bad that's headed our way.
Just want you to know, like, what's coming your way.
But you know why you feel that way? I mean this. Because you watch a lot of news.
Yeah.
And you consume a lot, and it gets part of your... It becomes more of the... Instead of celebrating the good things, it's, oh, God, this bad stuff's coming. So my whole week's going
to
suck.
It is fun to kill the mood for some people, but I like to give good news, too. Like, we saw the ISIS leader we killed.
That's pretty good news. Don't you think we should have better footage? I mean, I believe it and everything, but it looks like a 1980s video game footage.
Like, we should have, like, you know, better cameras. That
you missed the first one, too.
That was weird.
A guy, I don't know what it looked like on the ground, but they, like, dodged the bomb.
Yep.
Like, the car or vehicle, whatever, just went around the bomb, and then the next one, pew.
Not that second one.
Gone.
Bye-bye.
Do you think there was somebody on the ground pointing at it, like, here, he's right here.
He's right here.
Drone.
Where's the air tag?
Get his ass.
I'm glad they got the right one.
So, this is what I found. I was like, what is with that mentality? Because I saw this clip about one of Fat Boy's favorite shows. But then I was like, they rip all their... Like, this particular show, I won't give it away yet, but they literally watch the news and then write their TV show off of whatever's in the news. They're like South Park, but the opposite of
being... Ripped from the headlines.
Ripped from the headline stuff. So this is how America treated the measles in the 1970s.
What are you doing home from school?
They sent me home. Measles.
It's either measles or a strange case of red freckles.
You have got a temperature.
They told me 101.1. What's the record?
Never mind.
Oh, are you sure it's the measles?
Well, he certainly got all the symptoms. A slight temperature, a lot of dots, and a great big smile.
A great big smile?
No school for a few days.
Say hello to my dotted son for me. Tell him I'll bring him some comic books and I'll see you later, dear.
Okay, honey. Bye.
Boy, this is the life, isn't it?
Yeah. If you have to get sick, sure can't beat the measles.
That's right.
No medicine.
Inside or out. Like shots, I mean.
Don't even mention shots. Yeah.
So the fun episode was all the kids got measles and they got ice cream and they got to play board games all day and no school for a week. Ha ha. It's okay. It's fine. Yeah, that was Brady Bunch, by the way.
Yeah,
I don't know if
that's what it was.
I don't remember that being a whole episode.
Oh, when they all kept getting it?
Just about the measles?
One of the parents got it at the end. Or Sam the Butcher won. I'm not quite sure.
See, they got red freckles.
But that was in the particular year, I don't know. But this just goes to show you how we have changed as a society, whether we want to believe it or not. This is not a bit, Paige. Look, I promise you. This is the promo for an upcoming episode of a TV show called Law & Order SVU.
Oh, hang on a
second. Oh, he's going to play it right now.
The freaking... All right, hang on.
Stupid computer.
Dad says I should go to school.
7 students confirmed with measles, 4 others possible.
How? They had to have been vaccinated.
These moms never vaccinated their kids and lied about it.
Vaccines are harmful.
You are endangering the health of every child in this city.
Liv, Noah's turning blue.
Call 911.
All new SVU, next Wednesday at 9, 8 central, here on NBC.
Yeah.
What the hell, man? Like, my God.
It's the rubella vaccine that I had. It's rubella.
I ain't never even heard of that before.
Is that the one that leaves a stamp on your arm? You know, it's like a circle stamp.
No, that was the biopsy.
No, like, you know, people have...
Oh, yeah, it I did have that, but that's not what my arm.
I thought it was the TB test, because when you get a TB shot, they'd show you your arm would get a little puffy there if you had it or something.
Look, if you're a certain age, text us and tell us, because that was only for...
I mean, I may have had that on my arm, and then this was something different.
What, TB?
Whatever this vaccine was, I think if you were born between 50 and 70, you got it. But it's like a circle kind of stamp on the arm.
Oh, no.
But it was I've never heard of that. I thought it was measles. Might be TB.
Might have been polio.
Is it polio? Maybe it was polio.
I've only known one person ever had that, and it was bad.
I know somebody that just got over measles. Like just, it was like a three-week-long deal.
They missed three, and now they got spring break this week.
And they saw it on the back first. But it started off, they thought they had the flu. It was very flu-like symptoms. I'm like, oh, it's going around. Of course you got it.
Yeah, but like, why? What do you really think about this? Like, is it based on the news? Is it just more of the? And I appreciate the text saying that they do it on the news to get their clickbait or whatever. I get that, but I'm saying there's something. I don't care what political or blah 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 you are, but like, you can look at it if you've lived long enough on Earth and say, it wasn't a big deal then, and we got through it. But now, it's almost like, even with that TV show, that you hear the heartbeat, and then at the end, flatline. Like, yep. But then in the 70s, oh, we come from school, my dotted son, which is kind of strange you would say that, but freckles, you know, it's all just, we get ice cream and play board games all day. And now we treat it as it's life and death this week on SVU. Just odd to me.
Yeah.
Just very, very odd to me.
Seems like two different audiences, but the message is...
Well, it was two different audiences for sure.
Wow, the rash is... Oof. It's rough looking.
Where's the rash, though? On your back?
Yeah.
That's what everybody's saying. It starts on the back. I can't see mine.
Yeah, like, how do you know? You gotta have...
Oh. See, that looks like somebody who drank their whole life. It's kind of got that Jim Blossom thing going on.
And you think like that's just how it's going to be now, right? Like, virus or whatever breaks out, and this is going to be top of mind, and
just like the movie said, I mean,
there'll be a news story with it, and it just kind of everything will get blown up. Like, I don't know what the next one is.
Do you ever think that they ever, whoever the they is, do you think there's ever stuff put into movies and stuff just to kind of test the reaction to see what people would do?
Oh yeah,
and it's almost like it turns into a sheeple thing. Like, if you work at a hospital,
yep.
Like, and you're not, like, let's say you're like low level at the hospital, whatever that means, and there's like an alien floating over Greenville, like in the ship, like in Independence Day, are you going to the hospital that day to work? No. But in the movies, they're all the hospital, all the nurses and everybody's there. Cops are working, firefighting. Now, those guys, I believe, would, most of them. We're gonna kill that alien. Put the fire ladder up in the air. We're gonna shoot at him with water.
You know, like somebody, you know, consults on these shows and goes to a medical expert and is like, look, what's the next thing on the horizon we can kind of get people going about?
Yeah, like right, is about Fauci the executive producer of this SVU episode?
Because, you know, I found out about COVID 6 months before it was gonna happen.
Remember, I saw something on a YouTube video about it. Saying, like, this is going to be some kind of you-know-what kind of thing. And I was like, oh. But see, they said the next thing after the pandemic would be an alien invasion, and that ain't happened yet. So unless they were talking about illegals. I don't know.
They didn't specify, did they?
Nostradamus might have been a hair off on that one. Paige, thank you.
Yeah.
Or I'm about to thank you for what you're about to tell us in the Plex.
Yeah. You want to find out about what this guy ate on Saturday?
Oh, what are you talking about?
I mean, kids are still in the car, Paige.
Yeah.
He is such a big fan that he ate his 35th thousandth.
What?
What a pimp. He's eaten 35,000 of these already?
Yeah.
His 35th
thousandth.
He's 30. That doesn't sound right to me. 35th thousandth?
He's got to be old.
35,000. 35,000.
To eat 35,000 of anything.
Of anything, right. Yeah. Is it Wilt Chamberlain?
Well, tell you, you're going to find out who ate that puff. Much. And how many years did it take him to do that, too?
Oh, Lord. And how many ribs did they have to remove? Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, hi.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So let's begin this story about the world's biggest Big Mac fan.
Oh,
he hit another milestone.
Milestone.
Stone.
He's going to get some kind of gallstones. You know,
yeah, so he's 71. And his name is Don Gorski. And he's...
I hear his accent now with the name, oh, last name like Gorski.
Definitely a... what state is he from again?
He
Or did
is,
you say? It just sounds like he'd
from
be
a, Wisconsin. Okay. I didn't say.
And Green Bay Packers fan.
These damn Big Macs are telling you. They're pretty good.
That's where it's at.
Green Bay Packers.
He's the Big Mac guy. That's his name. And he had his first Big Mac in 1972, and he loved it so much, he ate 2 more. And then he went back the same day and ate 6 more.
That's
9 total when he began. And he's averaged 2 Big Macs a day for 53 years.
What?
That's ridiculous. Especially after you saw, what was the guy's name? Morgan Fairchild? What was it?
Spurlock.
That's him.
Okay,
and
so.
And he passed away last year.
Yep.
Makes you wonder, he had cancer.
Makes you wonder, man. Especially like, oh, I don't know whether to say this or not, because it's got to like, you see the report out about the certain type of cookies that are sold as a fundraiser.
Oh, yes.
Whoa, man.
You know how many of those I bought over the years?
I know. It's like, I think one day we'll be able to sue Girl Scouts.
I did look at something about processed food.
Yeah, it's got to be.
There are certain cookies that I love, like chocolate chip brand cookies that I will never eat again. There's a potato chip brand that I really love that I will never eat again.
Oots. It's got to be. I mean, look, whatever goes in the food now, the process has got to be a little more lax maybe than it was. A lot more ingredients and more mass produced.
We care about more about what the packaging is made out of, what kind of recycled source that is, than the actual crap inside that we're eating. At least the way I feel about it.
Yeah.
No, not really. I don't drink. I blow people's minds. That's known me for years. I do not drink dark cola anymore. I don't drink.
I gotta stop it. I gotta get off it. It's hard.
I'm not saying that it's good. I mean, it's just grand scheme of things, not the best. That's all that you.
The aspartame is not good for your brain. Mm-mm. But I drink less when I don't drink it. There's something about it that makes you want to drink more of it.
Yeah, that fizz.
Like you feel like you're not getting enough. Like you gotta drink more.
It just kept getting bigger by the. I mean, do you think, like, there were 6 ounces, right, at the beginning? 6 ounces, Pepsi came in and made them 8 ounces, and then pew, pew,
pew, pew, pew. Yeah, I had one this weekend, a Diet Coke in a glass bottle. First time in forever, but it was too small. I'm like, this is like two sips. I don't want to pay $2.50 for another one, though.
Yeah.
So I appreciate
that. Why were they really, like, that tall?
Yeah, like not tall at all.
My gosh.
I appreciate that they've gotten a lot bigger. Like, you know, big gulps. Big Q's.
How much water do you drink a day?
How much water do you drink?
None. Not a water guy.
At all? Oh, Lord.
You're supposed
to drink 2 ounces for every pound you weigh.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
To drown.
I'm serious. You're supposed to.
If I had to, I could drink it.
I think that's right.
I just don't. Like, it's not a first option.
They tell us not to do financial advice. We probably shouldn't do dietary advice either. I should look that up before I say it.
So this guy, he has OCD. I mean, who meticulously...
He probably got some anxiety too, don't he?
...writes down how many hamburgers he's consumed his whole entire lifetime, but... he does actually work out, though, sort of. He walks 6 miles a day to make up for eating all those Big Macs.
Yeah, he don't really look his age. He kind of does, but not really.
Huh.
But that's...
35,000 Big Macs in your lifetime. That's a lot of food.
So monotonous.
Okay, so I was backwards. So you're supposed to drink 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds of body weight, not 2 ounces for every 1 pound of body weight. So I think that still would be the same, though. Yes, it would. 1 ounce for 2 pounds, and I said 2 ounces for 1 pound.
Times.
I'm dyslexic. How many should I drink for that?
How many ounces are in a pound?
16, but you're drinking 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds of weight. So if you weighed 300, you have to drink 150 ounces of water a day.
The way you said it, I would have to have 730 ounces of
water.
Well,
it wouldn't hurt you, probably.
Divided by what, 16 is like a bottle or whatever?
You would never leave the bathroom.
That's 45, 16-ounce bottles of water
a
day.
That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot.
But it would clean out your kidneys.
My throat's tired.
I know. My gimmick would be tired of, you know, just have to wear a diaper.
Your gimmick.
Man, that's a lot. Too much.
That is a lot, man. I mean, I was.
Plus, you would get.
Like, you don't want to. I'm not going to ask you what your weight is.
Me or her?
Either. I'm not asking either one of you.
Mine is.
I don't want to know.
Around 370.
Oh, man. You got to drink a lot.
I know. And it's just, you know, I can't.
Yeah, that's.
I flavor it maybe, but like.
Take this as a compliment. You don't look like you weigh that much. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
That's a compliment. I mean that.
You wear glasses too, though, so I mean.
I'm taking them off. And still.
I can tell. I don't always feel it, but I can tell, like, in videos and pictures. I was in a video this weekend, and I'm like, oh, that's.
Yeah. Do you avoid taking pictures because you.
I don't like it, but you know, I'm in the background of some stuff.
Fat Boy always backgrounds it. He's always like the head over somebody's shoulder.
But if I lose that initial 10 pounds, I feel great. But then you got to remember, like, you still look pretty plump. You big badass piece of crap.
You lost 20 pounds a year ago.
Yeah, but like, it's. I put it on as quickly as I lose it.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
Oh, like, yeah.
All I got to do is start eating again. and then I put it back on. Like, I can't eat like a normal person.
I can't either sometimes, and it's not even really all bad food. It's
but again, what is normal? Like, when you say that, are you thinking the food pyramid, or are you thinking...
Not really. It's like when they tell you, like, your meat portions are supposed to be fist size, and I'm like, that ain't enough. It just ain't. So I'm going to eat, like, three or four of those.
But you're conditioned to that, so... I hate people who do this, that, like, that what I'm doing right now. But I'm telling you, it is a mindset. It really is. Because when you lose weight, your gut will shrink, and it'll take less food to fill you up.
But that first 2 weeks, you have to trick yourself.
It's miserable.
Yeah, it really is.
It is miserable, and you'll be pooping in the middle of the night because your body's all out of whack. You're like... Why am I dumping in the middle of the night? Your body's confused. You're eating good now.
Good,
it's weird how you tell yourself, like, this isn't a bad food per se, but you still can't eat a whole lot of it. Like, I can't have, you know, four hamburger patties with no cheese or
They say that you got poo stuck in your colon from years ago.
How do you know?
I read a lot, but I mean...
Is there anything else in there?
That's what... Never mind. That's why you have it tested.
Your poo?
A colonoscopy to make sure that you don't have any.
Yeah.
So they can get whatever's in there in a colonoscopy just... Because I knew people were having coffee colonics for a little bit.
I don't know the whole thing about that.
Like, they're supposed to...
I'm not a proctologist.
That's crazy to think.
Like, well, I didn't know. I didn't know what you were going to school for.
I can't diagnose people.
Something that you ate like back in the 90s is still just hanging around in there.
Here's a gusher in here.
I was trying to think of like some kind of...
Here's a Dunkaroo.
You remember that Hubba Bubba you swallowed that time? It's still in with the gooey inside. It's still there.
It might have an old like dip up in there or something.
Might be. A whole, yeah. Like I did, ain't no telling how many times I swallowed dip.
How many miles of intestines do you have?
You probably had like three or four dips in your mouth at one point.
God, I don't know. It's crazy about that because whatchamacallit had diverticulitis and they took
Brock.
Out like, yeah, and they took out like, no, was it Brock?
He had it for sure.
Kenny Omega is who I was thinking of. They had to take feet and feet of his intestines out.
God.
I'm like, how long is it?
I don't know.
Definitely.
That's crazy.
Let's get a body in here.
Like, how tall would I be if I just...
Is that like a belly bypass, getting all that taken out, the intestines?
I have no clue.
Is you won't be able to eat as much?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they cut something.
That's a good guess.
Or make it. No. I think they make it tighter so you can't eat that much.
They cut something out for sure, but I don't know. It is wild, right, that you'd have that much in your body? Miles of anything?
Yeah, that's a lot. That is a lot.
Maybe that's not right. Feet? That's a lot of feet.
I can't, like, I guess... God, did I get worked in wrestling over that?
I'm going to look it up.
Like, how many feet do you have? That doesn't seem right now that I say it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
Well,
what'd you find?
27 feet, but, I mean, it's still a lot.
Good Jesus.
That's for...
Yeah.
Small intestines, 22 feet.
Approximately 26.
Dude, that's
small.
Like,
that's the...
Good
and
Lord.
Then small intestine.
How does it get out so fast then? I mean, you know, like you go eat some some international food, per se, and then like you're like 20 minutes later, it's like, I know that it's exactly what I just ate. I know that's exactly what I just ate. And it went through feet and feet of me to get there.
The... colon can hold about 8 to 25 pounds of
food. God bless, man.
Come on.
Holy crap.
You better load up with
literally. So if you're constipated and then you could lose 8 to 25 pounds.
That's
wow, we do.
Typically hold that much.
God, fat boy, there's hope.
There's
get
hope.
You some.
I got to cut intestines out.
Get you some of that stuff. Some kind of diuretic.
Did you know a scrotum weighs a half an ounce? A typical one.
Put that scale away. All right, you good? Look, misspelling on TV.
It's crazy.
Misspelling.
Ah! All right. What the hell is
that? They misspelled it real bad. I love seeing this.
Is it possible to lose 10 pounds after pooping?
I feel like I have before.
You have to weigh yourself after you go poop.
You would think that somebody would make a scale that works when you sit on the toilet. And you could actually just for fun. How much did I lose? Turn around. Oh, man. I gained weight somehow. It's the last time I eat while I take a dump.
Whoever wrote Man Butt Rucks Dog on TV should really get fired.
Wow, I mean, like, what was that even about? Channel 7, you deserve to be called out for this. It also helped with the ratings. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will be in, God, what a fast-paced show we've already had already today.
Like that, it's already 9:52.
It ain't done it. You ain't changed the clock back or whatever it is. Nah, we got the map in here. We started talking about this on Friday, and we remembered to do it today. We've come across several states that we have no desire to go to.
And this is a service, too, because it's vacation time coming up.
You may be thinking about Idaho, and we're going to tell you, at least in my opinion, for what?
Oh, wow.
Really?
We may have differing
states. That's good, because I don't want us to hate on the same places. And none of mine's with hate. It's just like, yeah, I'm good.
I want these seceded from the Union.
Well, I'm not going quite that far.
I want them to go up to Canada. Let them have them.
Oh, Lord. Oh, they've cut off our power. Yeah, who knew that? I didn't know that. I'm learning so much about stuff. I didn't know we get our power, or some of our power from Canada. Like, why would you have said all that crap then now? I mean, that sucks, man.
They're taking our liquor off of their shelves?
No, and they're, like, canceling all their vacations. And, Lord. Whatever. All right. 49 states, 49 free vacations. Where are we not going? We'll do it next. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.